to the war, where the possibility of a ceasefire yesterday seems a very distant memory this morning as Israeli tanks have entered the Rafah. They worked on the border overnight our time. Despite the lack of a deal, another delegation is being sent to meet negotiators, apparently. Now, Fleur Hassan Nahum is a former deputy mayor of Jerusalem and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good. Hi. Good morning.
The ceasefire talk yesterday, did that raise hopes or not?
Well, it's been very confusing, actually, because we've already presented five very generous deals to Hamas for a temporary ceasefire. They've rejected all of them. They rejected the last one, but when Israel started sending out leaflets to the residents of Rafah to move in order for them to be out of harm's way, all of a sudden, Hamas comes back with a fictitious deal that they have approved, but an offer that was never made to them. And so this is a PR stunt that they pulled in the hope that Israel would stop the offensive into Rafah, which is where the last 4 to 5 battalions of the Hamas terrorists remain.
Would you argue on Rafah, once Israel goes in, if they go in fully, that that will in some way, shape or form be the end of it, that you can annihilate Hamas, or is that just simply not possible?
Well, it's not as simple as that, but if we can disarm them and we can make sure that their terrorists are not on their feet, then we've gone away into getting rid of Hamas. And, of course, their leader, Yahya Sinwar, who is, of course, the Osama bin Laden in this story, is still there. Our main problem is the fact that they're holding 133 of our innocent hostages, including a one-year-old baby, an 85-year-old old people. And so they're using our hostages, as well as their own innocent civilians, as their only defense strategy right now.
And that is part of the problem, as far as I can tell, in accepting the ceasefire as they allegedly did yesterday. Have they been ever, or can they possibly get their hands on all 133, or they just don't know where they are?
I think that it's a bit of both. The hostages, when they brought them into Gaza brutally, they were handed out to even regular people like sweets, to gangs. Women were sold into slavery to regular families. The stories are just beggar belief. And so I'm not sure they know where everybody is. And we already know, the army has already confirmed that out of the 132, we believe at least 30 have already been killed. So it's very difficult. But at the moment, the fictitious deal that they said to have accepted, which was never offered to them, only talks about 32 hostages, and they added a clause that, of course, Israel can't accept, saying alive or dead. Well, what good is that?
Yeah. Where, Fleur, do you think this ultimately goes? When do I need to ring you back and this thing ends, or does it never end?
Oh, I wish it would end, and I wish that the people of the Palestinians have better leaders who are actually looking after their future, building themselves a wonderful society in which they can thrive. Unfortunately, what we have in terms of Palestinian leadership today are either kleptocrats, thieves, a corrupt government of Mahmoud Abbas, Fatah, the Palestinian Authority, or the genocidal jihadi government of Hamas. Those are the two different leaderships that the Palestinians are under right now. And until the Palestinians have leaders who actually have accepted that Israel is not going to be destroyed, Israel is not going anywhere, and therefore the only solution here is to find a peaceful resolution of living side by side. We don't have those leaders. The Palestinians don't have those leaders. And this is the root cause of the problem, not now, but for the last 80 years.
Very well said, Fleur. Listen, I appreciate your time very much. We'll stay in touch. Fleur Hassan Nahum, who's a former deputy mayor of Jerusalem, with us this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.